proceed in an orderly fashion to ensure full participation by those present. Some hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, take directions from unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated or may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County and its zoning and land decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, status, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, or source of income. Public comments made on the basis of bias and type concerning people in these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be an applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the table in the rear for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses, then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted upon or tabled for consideration at a future meeting. All boards are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons may stay throughout the evening or remain online to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or call the board's office in the morning for the result. These proceedings are available to be viewed live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, be advised that that decision will not be final until the written findings are approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to filing the written decision and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For those here this evening, if you have a cell phone, we ask that you turn off for the duration of the meeting. And I will let the button up here, when you go up to the microphone, you want it to show green. That indicates that the microphone is on and there is a button up front for you. If it is not lit up, that means it's not been pressed. So please press and you come up. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp. Case?
Case number 12910, George Empty, seeks variances from the lot width and area requirement posed lots, sections 115-34 of the Sussex County Zoning. The property is located on the east side of Bethesda Road and the west side of Patriots Way. The 911 address is 2775 and 27167 Bethesda Road in Millsboro. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcels, District 133, Map 11, Parcel 39, 20, and 27. We have noted that the applicant is a 41.02-foot variance from the 150-foot requirement for a parcel, a 6,320-square variance from the 32,670-square-foot lot size requirement for a parcel, and a 6,672-square-foot from the 32,670-square-foot lot size requirement for a parcel. And we have zero letters of support opposition on this.
Good evening, sir. Mr. Purple, swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is George Empty. Address 1129 Kettering Place, Upper Marlboro, Maryland.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Present your case, sir.
Okay. I'm presenting this case here. I own almost 5 acres. On this lot here, and I'm selling the far right piece of land to Tony Floyd and his mother. My land covers Mrs. Floyd's house. She has no egress. When she gets out the back, her closet is on my land. When she comes inside, her driveway is on my land. So this right of land, I'm giving her 180 feet of it. And then she would own that, and that would be her property around. Now, there's a little small piece of property right out front on the far right, says Mr. Thompson's. She and him is going to have him to buy that, because Mr. Thompson, it's on 85, and he can't do nothing with it. So they're going to buy, make an offer to buy that and inclusion with the lot that I'm selling her.
Mr. Empty, I just want to, I know you've talked about different lots, and I want to make sure that we're all talking the same thing here. So we've pulled up the site plan that you're provided with your application.
Mm-hmm.
So You were talking about a lot that I think Mr. or Mrs. Stone, and then there's another parcel near Mr. Thompson, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the one by Mr. Thompson would be, I guess, to the right there on the east side?
Yep, far right. Down, right there.
So he owns, so that's not your property, that's just neighboring.
That's Thompson, Mr. Thompson.
Okay. And then you own the lands to the west of that?
Yes, on the left. That there, and going up and coming and going in the back, that's what surrounds her house. All of that surrounds her house. And that's the portion I'm selling to her. Right now, he wants to buy that just so they can have egress off of their property. And then later, when he decides to build, he's going to ask Mr. Thompson, who can't do nothing with that lot what he got right there, for that piece of land. And then he'll have 180 feet in front for him to build a house there. Understand what I'm saying?
You can go up there and point if you like.
So from here to here, all around is what I'm selling her. 108. But this here is about 85 feet. So when it comes to the time where he wants to build a house here, his mother's old. This here is a dwelling. This is a torn down dwelling, so they just put it there because the foundation is there. So if he were to put a house there, he would have to buy this land here. But right now, I'm selling them this here, right here. The lady, when I signed up for this, she said, you don't have to go in front of them and do all this, but it.
Well, I think one of the things, and I don't know if the board had this issue in reviewing the site plan, but I was trying to understand, and I think I understood it, as far as what you own and what is being relocated. So you own some lands that kind of wrap around Barry Bramble Lane,
yeah,
right?
I own this, all the road, yeah. the road, even the road is mine. I own all that.
Yeah, but there are two parcels, parcels 27 and 26 there that you do not own, right? Those are owned by somebody else?
Yeah, the lady who's buying them.
Okay, Miss Hooper.
Yeah, she's gonna own all that.
Okay, so can we go back to the site plan, Marina? So what you're doing is you're adding where it says part of parcel 39, the 11 right there. Yep. You're adding that to her two parcels.
Yeah.
Right.
And she has more than two, but she owns all up. All
sure.
Up there.
But just where those two are, you're gonna add that to it. You're gonna remove those.
Right.
Property lines there, so she, instead of having two parcels, will have one larger parcel.
Uh-huh.
And then you are also going to create this other lot to the west of that will just be a standalone lot where there is already a dwelling on that property as it is.
Yeah, it's a torn down dwelling, but
okay.
It'll be moved out the way.
But there's been a home on that property before?
Yeah, okay. Long time ago.
Okay. So we're not creating any new lots. We're just rearranging the land and making bigger lots.
Right.
Okay.
And then she'll smile if I sell her this land, this lot right here, because she has no driveway and no way for anything in the back of her yard.
Thank you. I wanted to make sure we were clear on that point.
Okay.
Questions? Have you talked to your neighbors, sir?
Yeah.
And they're all in favor?
Uh-huh. Got some here. They're all in favor. Just, so.
Okay. Will there need to be another dug-out entrance put in?
A what?
Will there need to be another entrance put in off the road?
No.
There won't?
No, it won't be. Basically, I'm just moving the line. That's all.
So currently, you have this roughly 5-acre parcel that wraps all around Funny.
Yeah, it wraps all around other people's property, too.
What's the history here? How did you end up with such a strange piece of property?
I'm not going to be talk to the state because I'm selling it now, but the new owners, you have to talk to the state highway and them of how I end up owning property in front of people's houses, right in front of the houses and in the back of the houses. How did I own that? It's weird.
Did you inherit this property?
I inherited it from my father. Okay. He died last year, so he's not here to talk about it. But I've been, for the last 10 years, I've been going back and forth at this property, and I see different houses on my land and this and that there.
Do you know how many houses are currently on your parcel?
Well, it's not on my property, but as soon as they step out 3 feet, it's about three or four houses. Okay. And then it's a trailer in the back. The trailer in the back, they have to step on the road, which is technically mine, to get in and out. Here, this is all mine. This road here is all mine. But there's a trailer right here that has to step out and get on my property and get out. And these homes right here has to get on the property and get out. But the owner of these homes here, that's the one who's buying the land. And so all of this here, she will incorporate all of this.
The whole rest of your 5-acre or so parcel does not have any houses on it? Does not have any houses on it?
Okay. No.
It's just what we're looking at right here tonight on the survey?
Right.
Okay. So you inherited this, and it's kind of a mess, and now tonight you're trying to clean it up.
Yeah, so I'm trying to clean it up. I'm trying to clean it up.
Okay, got it. All right, thank you.
Mr. Short?
The driveway that are showing, are they existing right? The one that are showing on your site plan, are they existing?
Right here?
Yep.
Yeah, there's a dirt driveway. You can tell it's a driveway for the tires, and there's a driveway right here.
Okay, so they're already there.
Yeah, all right. They're already there.
And then while you're there, I noticed on that new line there between the two properties, there's a note there that says shed to be removed.
That shed isn't there no more.
Okay, so that shed's gone. Okay, yeah. So we don't need a, okay, otherwise we need a variance of some sort. Okay, all right. I don't think I have any other questions. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
That's it.
That's it. Yeah, for now. If we have any more questions, we'll call you back. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Yes, ma'am. You can come forward. You can come forward here, please. And right at the bottom of that microphone, press that button, and Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. My name is Shirley Hooper.
Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
And your address, ma'am?
My address or the property address?
Whatever your residence is.
My residence is 640 Independence Boulevard, Dover, Delaware. I have property that's adjacent to that property.
We'll get to it in just a minute. I got to swear you in first. So do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And I believe you said that you own property adjacent to this property, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I own property adjacent to his property, 3 lots there. And We don't have any problem with the request that Mr. Empty has tonight. We come in favor of it.
All right, so we had marked you down as opposition, but you're in support, is that right?
Absolutely.
Okay, very good. We will make sure we note that correctly then.
Okay.
And I noticed, are you folks in support of it also? You can raise your hand. Okay, all right, so we have three that are in support then. Thank you.
Is anyone else present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close public hearing for case 12910 for Mr. George Empty and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12910 for George Empty for the requested variances. I think the property is very unique. I think the requested variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and is the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye for the reasons.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too. So they vote of 5-0, sir, your case is approved. Thank you.